Last week, with the prompting of Joel McIver's book and Rage Against the Machine's music, we were able to put in sharper focus the degree to which power goes after the youth. And obviously, in so doing, it's just being strategic. And therefore helping us see that every move power makes is about being strategic, is about getting to that neatly categorized world where everyone cheerfully fulfills his or her given function, while we, on the other hand, we the people, we have no strategy for getting to the opposite of power. That's key. And while power is continuously trying to figure out how to inoculate themselves against us, against our movements, we haven't been trying to figure out how to inoculate ourselves against them. We've just been taking it, blow after blow, while celebrating that we still have our existence and the captivity. We still have our existence and the capacity to occasionally raise our fists to them, while they mutely step around us while delivering a few kicks to our knees as they go. I'm sorry, I was just thinking, you know, I misspoke and said captivity, but in retrospect, we do celebrate our captivity, don't we?
I love my job.
I don't mean to disparage that sentiment. Well, maybe I do, but not in a way that is judgmental of the particular individual who loves their job. Because I understand what that feels like. I've felt that myself. That's one of the discussions we have to start having. That because you love your job doesn't mean you can't stand with all the rest, billions of us. I'm getting off track. I'm trying to find a way to easily say that. I'm going to clip all this out, the stuff that goes online, trust, since I shouldn't be musing on your time. But it gets back to this notion of hierarchy and force. There has to be winners and losers. And we have to always have that cattle prod at our back of worry about paying the bills. Now, if you don't have the worry about paying the bills, that's wonderful. But force dogs your life too. And maybe we should do a whole show on how to see that, how to see how coercion and scarcity is the absolute premise for everyone's life, no matter how privileged, where your place is on the ladder, in the hierarchy. Meanwhile, that existence is growing, that we celebrate having, is growing barer and bleaker for the vast majority. And we pretend not to see that we're careening toward disaster. There, that's probably the best answer to this I love my job sentiment. We're leaving the running of things to a sociopathic few. And whether you love your job or not is irrelevant to the oceans dying, to our brothers and sisters being slaughtered for their mineral resources. We have to take our earth back from the sociopaths, and our earth includes our bodies. And we have to start inoculating ourselves now against power. We have to figure out that whole tactic of getting pulled off track when they insert those agents into our process. It happens so easily because we are of good heart and we want to believe people are what they say, and some among us will. What's the right word? Vigorously and earnestly and passionately defend the right of these inauthentic folks to pull us off track. So this is partly what I'm thinking about in trying to develop tools for staying centered And I know love is there at the core. Love is core to that, to whatever techniques we develop to not get pulled off by inauthentic folks. Because you can never prove it, and it's not even worth your time trying. And that's what's so insidious about the hiddenness of power. And they know it. It's, I mean, come on, it's worked for centuries. We could probably say millennia, but in any case, we have to figure out how to not let ourselves get pulled off track by power when they unleash that epidemic of scarcity and nationalism. Recall, it only takes a tiny paid few to damage or destroy our carefully grown hope, our fine fabric of mutual aid.